This poem is not a prose poem. The poems that I've been reading up to now have been. This is a poem in you know, regular old lines, as people usually write poems. It's called Breasts, and I think it's kind of based on going to France and touring Père Lachaise cemetery and thinking of all the people buried there, Gertrude Stein, Edith Piaf, and in retrospect, I know now that Jim Morrison's buried there, and my daughter never forgave me for not visiting his grave, but that's beside the point. Back to the poem called Breasts. If I were French, I'd write about breasts, structuralist treatments of breasts, deconstructionist breasts, Gertrude Stein's breasts in Père Lachaise under stately marble, film noir breasts no larger than olives, Edith Piaf's breasts shadowed under a song, mad breasts raving in the bird market on Sunday, tangy breasts softening the landscape, the politics of nipples, we're all equal. A friend remembers nursing, his twin a menacing blur. But wait, we're in America, where breasts were pointy until 1968. I once invented a Busby Berkeley musical with naked women underwater sitting at a counter where David Bowie soda jerked them ice cream glaciers. It sounds so sexual, but had a platonic, airbrushed air. Beckett calls them dugs, which makes me think of potatoes. But who calls breasts potatoes? Bolshoi dancers strap down their breasts while practicing at the bar. You guess they're thinking of sailing, but probably it's bread, dinner, and the Igor Zlotik show. They're Phil Donahue. There's a photo of me getting dressed where I'm surprised by Paul and try to hide my breasts. And another this year posed on a pier with my breasts reflected in silver sunglasses. I blame it on summer when flowers overcome gardens and breasts point at the stars. Cats have eight of them, and Colette tells of a cat nursing its young while being nursed by its mother. Imagine the scene rendered human. And then there's the Russian story about the woman, but wait, they've turned the lights down, and Humphrey Bogart is staring at Lauren Bacall's breasts as if they might start speaking.